Welcome, welcome to Concord. Before we start our press conference, I think it would be only appropriate to ask Bob Guider to come up and lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Thank you, Corey. Please join me. We salute our nation. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I want to thank you all for joining us today. As you know, our country is on the precipice of financial collapse. Our spending at the local, state, and federal level is unsustainable. So today we are calling on candidates across the state of New Hampshire for local, state, and federal office to sign a very simple pledge that our honorary chairman, Tom Thompson, will talk to you about. Just to give you some perspective, a recent poll by George Washington University has indicated that 74% of the respondents believe that spending levels are unsustainable. In addition to that, spending per household has risen 40% in the last 10 years and is expected to do so again, pushing debt, that's the interest and our debt, to unprecedented levels. In addition, our government's $106 trillion in future spending commitments cannot be paid for. And it becomes clear that our federal government is going down the wrong path. Increasing taxes doesn't do the trick. $106 billion in federal spending is equivalent to taking all the taxable income from every American and multiplying it times 9. And that is not fair to saddle taxpayers with a problem which was created by government irresponsibility. We need spending reform. We need to return spending to pre-household levels of the 1990s, and by doing so, would balance the budget in 3 years. Yet policies under both the Bush and Obama administrations have made the problems worse, not better. Budget cuts that pale in comparison to spending increases, more lobbyists, more earmarks, expanding spending on autopilot programs like Social Security, Medicare, and savings gimmicks that don't amount to meaningful change are not the solution. Today, China holds $900.2 billion of U.S. debt. That increases, on average, for the first 4 months of this year, of $8.2 billion a month China continues to consume of U.S. debt. The second highest holder of U.S. debt is Japan at $795.5 billion and Britain at $239.3 billion. So I did a quick analysis to ask, what are you getting for your money? And from the week of June 7th through June 13th, which just finished in Congress, the taxpayers spent approximately $107 million keeping Congress running. In that time frame, Congress voted on 9 bills or resolutions, which cost us an additional $15 billion over the next 5 years. However, they did do some great things. They did recognize June 8th as the World Ocean Day. That didn't cost us anything. They designated 2 post offices, one in New Jersey and one in Dixon, Illinois, and that didn't cost us anything. They also honored Jacques Cousteau, and that didn't cost us anything. However, we are clearly on a path which we cannot continue. Here in the state of New Hampshire, bringing it closer to home, as you all know, the state faced a $300 million budget deficit, and lawmakers recently approved generating $40 million in savings by stretching out the state's borrowing and a $25 million payment from the University System of New Hampshire to support the same amount of the state-backed bonds for maintenance and upgrades on the campuses. According to State Senate Minority Leader Peter Bragdon, a deficit reduction plan was passed that contains $18 million of new spending, borrowed $65 million, and relied on $180 million of one-time revenue and accounting tricks. His words are the same as mine. These actions are exactly the wrong thing to do. It is time to hold our elected officials and candidates responsible for reining in government spending.